News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now on to that living with COVID plan, rather, that was released yesterday. Level 5 restrictions will remain in place until April 5th. For more on this, we're joined by Professor Paul Moyner, Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute for Human Health Research at Maynooth University. Paul, first of all, give us your reaction to the plan. You know the situation, really no change in restrictions other than very minor things around childcare and some issues about the phased reopening of schools. What do you make of it?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. I guess, yeah, I would characterise it being very, very cautious. As you say, there's very little, nothing really new in it, apart from some details in terms of the phase reopening of schools. And even with that phase reopening, we're still looking at a situation where most secondary school students won't return until mid-April. So again, if you look over the last year, you know, we're looking at situations now where, especially with respect to schools, where primary school children have missed probably around 100 school days, and secondary school children not too far behind. So I think very, very cautious.
Is it overly cautious, Paul? I mean, would you say that?
I'd probably say a little bit, especially in terms of around the schools. I think, okay, there is concern around the variants, but we know that the return to school, especially from September to December, that was very successful. We know it's relatively safe. So again, I'd probably like to have seen an accelerated return to school there. Now, obviously, there's risks associated with that. But and I think overall, in terms of the plan and some of the things that were proposed in the plan, again, nothing new there, you know, in terms of bolstering of public health, which is obviously needed. But we've known that for many, many months since the first lockdown, even in terms of considering, you know, rapid forms of testing. You know, I'm amazed that a year later we're still looking into that.
Do you think, for example, we could have accelerated the opening of schools if we had introduced maybe rapid antigen testing? A lot of people have called for this and they're doing it in the UK.
I think so, yeah. Things like that to reduce the risk, and the risk being relatively low anyway, because we know already from before Christmas. Now, obviously, we have the added complication of the variant, but I think to reduce that risk, we should be using innovations and technologies like that.
Okay. The vaccine is obviously going to change the face of COVID over the next number of months. Our vaccine rollout is relatively slow. Gabriel Scally yesterday on News Talk Breakfast said two things. He said, one, we should be looking to the UK, who have 400 million doses of vaccines, more than they need. We should be asking them for vaccines. And he also said we should be giving the AstraZeneca vaccine to the over 65s. What's your view, Paul?
Yeah, again, I certainly support both of them in relation to when the decision was made not to give the AstraZeneca over 65. My own view was that we should. I think the phase two data in terms of immunogenicity and the magnitude of the immune response, it was the same. It was comparable across all age groups. And now we see data coming, you know, in the last couple of days from England and Scotland, yeah, where the AstraZeneca and the efficacy, again, it's really, really good across all age groups. And if we could have a situation where, for example, giving that to the over 70s, we truncate that period of time from maybe May until March, because really what we're looking at to try to protect the most vulnerable as quickly as possible. And I think that gives us more options then in terms of opening up earlier. So I think really we should be looking at situations and possibilities like that.
So there's aspects of this plan you believe we should revisit, like antigen testing, like looking at the vaccine rollout in its current form. What about other aspects of it, Paul? You know, a lot of texts coming into the show this morning saying, what about outdoor pursuits? People's mental health is suffering. If you are outdoors, but maybe outside your 5K, but up a hill or on a beach or in a forest or somewhere like that, outdoors in an isolated, vast area, that's not an infection risk. It would help people to do that, but yet we're not allowed.
Yeah, again, I would accept that, Ciara. And I think very much is characterised being an all or none response. And I don't think it has to be that way. I think we need to be more judicious in terms of looking at the activities that are relatively low risk. We know the chances of transmission outdoors is greatly, greatly reduced relative to indoor transmission. So I think we should be looking at that, especially in the context, you know, social interaction, you know, in a safe manner from a mental health point of view. So I think we should be looking at some of those things and looking at activities that we can introduce again that are relatively safe. So certainly I would support that.
And just, Paul, you're an immunologist. Would you like the government to give you some greater level of detail, like, for example, what level of case numbers that we would have to achieve in order to release us from lockdown, or what level of, you know, infective rates over the 7-day moving average, those types of things. Will they be helpful to people, do you think? And why aren't we getting them?
I think that would, again, would be very useful. I think there needs to be a wider discussion, Ciara, I really do, in terms of going forward. I think if you look at most scientists are saying now that the most likely outcome of this pandemic is that the virus will become endemic and you'll probably see seasonal, outbreaks. So we have to ask the question collectively then in terms of what level of risk are we willing to take? Can we tolerate any illness or death from COVID-19? And again, that sounds very cold, but again, we do tolerate in response to many other diseases, many other infections. So I think it's impossible to eradicate this virus. So we have to look forward in terms of coexisting with this virus. The biggest tool that we have, obviously, is the vaccines, and that all the focus, I think, needs to be on that in terms of rolling out the vaccine. But even with the vaccine, it's very unlikely that we will be able to eradicate the virus. So we're moving forward, looking probably with an endemic virus, outbreaks during the winter time. And again, how are we going to respond to that? So going back to your original question, yes, we need to have that discussion in terms of what level of risk and what level of harm that this virus does, are we willing to tolerate? Because the cost associated with zero risk approach is very, very significant as well.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Paul Moyna there, Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute for Human Health Research at Maynooth University.